Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, I'll be talking with Karine Block on the air with us today from Mexico. Karine is a Gestalt therapist from Cuernavaca in Mexico. She also received training as a family constellation therapist from the Bert Hellinger Institute of Berlin. In addition, Karine is a long-time and very successful certified practitioner of resonance repatterning since 1999 and a resonance repatterning teacher. A few years ago, I encouraged Karine to start synthesizing and creating her own system by combining her in-depth knowledge of Bert Hellinger's family constellation work with her knowledge of resonance repatterning. The result has been two fascinating books and seminars called Healing the Family Constellation and Healing Organizations. I feel that what Karine has created is very powerful, using the resonance repatterning protocols for identifying and transforming resonance with family constellation patterns. The benefits of her work lead to a profound understanding and healing of the whole family system. Now, resonance repatterning gives us the tools for transforming our unconscious, out-of-sync energy patterns that manifest as any and every problem we have in our life. As new physics has proven, everything is a pulsing field of energy, and that includes our thoughts, feelings, body, conflicts, and joys. So problems are simply an opportunity to improve the state of our pulsing field of frequencies. Once we've identified our out-of-sync frequency patterns, which we can do with resonance repatterning, we can then use a wide variety of modalities to bring our frequencies back into sync. The outcome? Laser beam coherence in our body-mind field and a sense of well-being in every area of our life, no matter what's happening in our life circumstances. Karine has introduced a whole new possibility to resonance repatterning, the frequency patterns of our family and organizational constellations. So I'm very happy to introduce you to Karine and to talk about her work. Hopefully, you'll receive a new understanding of your family system and the organizations to which you belong, and the importance of knowing your place in that system so you can maintain your balance, your health, and your sense of well-being. So, Karine, welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. Are you with us?
Yes, thank you very much, Chloe.
Wonderful. I'm here with you. Good. So, Karine, perhaps the best place to begin would be for you to explain what our family system is and something about Bert Hellinger, who is the foundation of family constellations.
Yes, of course. Well, family constellations are a therapeutic model that deals with the systemic dimensions of our personal problems. Bert Hellinger is the man that created this technique, and he was a priest, and he studied many things. He studied philosophy, theology, pedagogy, and psychoanalysis, and many techniques of psychotherapy. And he started studying the dynamics of the families, and he found out a lot of things that happens in families. For example, we always think that our family is only the members that we have relation with in blood, or our partners. But he studied that that's not only the truth, that in our family system there are many other members that are included, and what happens to those members affect us. For example, if someone of our family harms someone else, that person that was harmed belongs to our family system.
Mm.
If a perpetrator, someone harms someone in our family, that perpetrator belongs to our family system. So there are other people that are included, and what happens to us affects us or our children. For example, if someone has an advantage because other people had a disadvantage or a disgrace, that member is included too.
Mm.
So not only our ancestors and our parents and siblings and our children – other people are included too, and what happens to those members is affecting.
So that's extraordinary.
Yes.
So it's saying then that people who have harmed members of our family or anyone in our ancestral family who was harmed by other people?
Yes.
And so ex-partners?
Ex-partners too.
Babies who were aborted naturally or
exactly.
artificially?
Exactly. Especially aborted children affect us a lot.
So they're all part of our family constellation?
They are all part of our family system. So if our mother or our sibling, one of our sisters, had an abortion, that affects all our family system.
Yes, so it's quite mind-boggling then, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So Corinne, then the big question is, why do we need to work with all these people in our family system?
Because only when everybody is in peace, we can be in peace. So maybe one member of the family can be depressed, or can have some illness, and this is because another member, he's repeating a pattern that belongs to someone else, and he will not heal until that family system is ordered.
My goodness me. So this is actually then very serious, that
yes.
it's all these unconscious problems that people are having maybe in their marriages or with their depression or health, is because we're not at peace in our family constellation.
Exactly, and this is unconscious, so it's not something that we can think about and solve in a normal psychotherapy because
yeah.
we don't know about it.
That's
because
right.
It happened many generations ago.
Yes, so the thing is that in normal psychotherapy where it's just talking, you're not going to access this.
No, because it's in a database that is unconscious.
Yes.
So in resonance repatterning, we work with unconscious database.
Yes.
And including this system, we can access this information that we don't have access in other ways of therapies, and then we can heal it.
Yes, so really then the Bert Hellinger's work has given this huge database of wisdom and knowledge, but it sounds like then with resonance repatterning, with the muscle-checking tool and all the work that you brought together, we can now go right to access the exact constellation that we would never get otherwise.
Exactly, exactly. That was the point, to do all this work.
Amazing. Good work, Corinne.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm seeing your work and I'm just so impressed. You know, resonance repatterning is impressive because I once worked with a psychiatrist and she'd done psychoanalysis for about 10 years, and after the first 10 minutes she just stopped and she said, in 10 minutes you've gone right to the core of my life problems.
Exactly.
And the beautiful thing is that it's so gentle and loving. It doesn't have to be heavy duty, that with the knowledge plus the tool, the muscle checking tool, we can find what your body mind system is ready to heal at this time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's easy and it's in a process that is very soft.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Corinne, what creates then this imbalance in our family system? Maybe you can go into a little bit more detail on that.
Yes. Well, one part that creates disorder is that we exclude members. There are members that suffer in the family that had very difficult lives, mm-hmm. and instead of having a place in the family that all the other members honor this member that suffered, they are excluded.
Mm-hmm.
That means that they are they don't have a good place in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So someone else is bringing that pattern again in the family unconsciously and is repeating the pattern.
So
another reason...
Yes, yes, I just want to clarify that. So if somebody, for some reason or another, maybe, for instance, you get a perpetrator who's been very abusive to a family member,
mm-hmm.
then that person doesn't have a good place, they're excluded, and that means then that somebody else in the family is going to act out that problem in some way?
Yes, it's going to repeat the pattern.
They'll repeat the pattern?
They repeat the pattern.
Okay.
Or, for example, an ancestor goes to war.
Yes.
And kills a lot of people because it was a war.
Yes.
And nobody knows about the victims, the people that was killed.
Mm.
So those people, those victims are not included in the system because nobody knows about them.
Yeah.
So what happens is that then another member, maybe many generations later, three generations later or two generations later, suffers a lot and becomes a victim and attracts perpetrators unconsciously. So maybe that member is robbed or has a lot of things where he is a victim because he's repeating the patterns or of the victims that are not included.
Oh, I see. So it's not the perpetrator, the victims that are not included.
It can be also the victims. It can be the perpetrator. It can be the example you gave or the example I gave. Both examples can happen.
Yes, so you could repeat the pattern of the victim or the perpetrator.
Exactly. And if there are a lot of cycles of violence, a lot of victims and perpetrators, sometimes a member of the family commits suicide.
Yeah.
Because it's a perpetrator and a victim at the same time. So that's what.
So this is very, very serious because, you're seeing even in children that the third cause of death in the USA right now between age 8 and age 18 for children is suicide.
Yes, and this can be the reason that there are victims and perpetrators excluded in this family system, and that child is repeating the pattern unconsciously.
Incredible.
And the people around them, the parents, are trying to help them, but they don't have the tools to do it.
Yeah, yes.
Because it's unconscious. It's not in the database.
Yes, and so often the parents say, you know, the child was so wonderful, and there was, you know, it was, there seemed to be no particular reason why the child would commit suicide.
Exactly.
Yes. So that is then one major imbalance in our family system is the excluded members, and that repeats the pattern.
Yes.
Is there some other, then what's the other imbalance that you see primarily?
Yes, the disorder, when we don't occupy the place that corresponds us. For example, a parent, a mother, that wants to be the little one before her children. So she doesn't give life and she doesn't take care of them. She wants that the children takes care of them.
Yes.
So it's a disorder there because she's not in the place. Or maybe a child is occupying the place of spouse of one of the parents.
Yes, so I think you see this one then. So the disorder is where we're not occupying our appropriate place.
Exactly.
So we see it in divorce, for instance, where the husband leaves and then the 8-year-old son, it's almost like he has to take the place and be the little man of the family.
Exactly. And everybody tells him that. Now you're the man in the house.
That's right.
Now you need to take care of your mother and your sisters.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We'll take a little break right now, and then we'll come back and talk more about disorder in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, hosted by Reiki Master Phyllis Lei Forimoto, brings to the Seventh Wave Network this worldwide human art form. Join Phyllis every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time as she shares her experiences from around the globe and helps you to understand the effects of living in conscious relationship with the energy of Reiki. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Welcome back to Living in Tune, and we have here Corinne Block, who's talking with us about healing the family constellation, this wonderful work she's developed. It's an indoor seminar in the resonance repatterning training, a very, very important indoor seminar that is part of our whole program. And we're talking about the two major imbalances in the family system, which is excluded members, where members are unconsciously not included, and then the pattern of that person, excluded person, gets repeated, and then disorder, where we're not occupying our appropriate place. And we just talked a little bit about that. So, Corinne, maybe we can go a little bit into the basic principles of healing the family constellation.
Yes.
How do you heal these disorders where we're not... Actually, maybe we should go a little bit more into disorder, because I remember, for instance, that you have a parent who maybe is acting like a child, or a child who's having to take the place of a parent, but you've also got disorder in terms of the siblings.
And yes.
Maybe you can just talk a little bit about that as well.
Yes. Well, the firstborn goes first, because there are some principles of order. Mm. And one of the main principles is that the one that comes first has the first place. Mm. And in the line of siblings, the firstborn goes first. Mm. The second is the second. Just exactly like they were born. So, for example, if the firstborn is not has not a place, a good place like the first one, because maybe, for example, in Mexico that's quite common, that if the first one is a girl, and in that family, boys have a better place than girls, then the second one is a boy, and he occupies the place of the firstborn.
Yes.
And the firstborn that was a girl, she has to occupy the second place, and she has to be, like, to attend and to do what the boy tells her.
Yes.
And that there is a disorder because...
And what's the result of that disorder then in terms of our health and well-being?
Well, nothing works good in that family, because the one that is the second one takes a play that doesn't correspond to him, but takes a right without paying a price.
Yeah.
And then maybe, I don't know, for example, maybe for that girl, all her life she doesn't occupy the place that corresponds to her.
Yeah,
so maybe she's working, and she's very good in what she does, and she deserves to be the boss, but she stays in the place of the second.
Yes.
And she's doing all the work that should be doing the boss, but she's not earning the money.
Mm.
The boss is earning the money, but she has all the responsibility.
Yes.
So she's repeating the pattern that was not healthy in the family.
Yes, and even the second child, who then took the place of the first... they're going to somehow repeat that pattern as well.
Of course.
Where they may appear to be in the first place, but they may have money problems, for instance.
Yes, or for example, they are not happy.
Yeah.
Because they don't have their energy right. This is worse when there is an abortion, and they don't know, the children doesn't know about it, and the parents not acknowledge this aborted being. So imagine that the firstborn is an aborted children.
Yeah.
And then the second one believes he's the first one, because he's the first one alive, but he's the second one in the line of siblings.
Yes.
So that baby, that person, carries the energy of the aborted being, that is dead energy. So that person may feel ill or may feel without energy.
Mm.
It's like the energy of life is sucked, is not there.
Yes. So in that case, then, you've not only got a disorder, the first and second place, but you've also got an excluded member with the abortion.
Yes, and that person identifies with that excluded member.
Yes, unconsciously.
Unconscious.
So basically, then, what parents should explain, that there was a child before you?
Excuse me, I did not understand.
So maybe the parents then should always explain to the child at the appropriate age there was a child before you.
Maybe it depends on the age of the children, but what really heals is not the information. What really heals that family is that the parents that aborted the being assume the responsibility.
Yes.
If they give a place to that children, the brothers and sisters doesn't need to know anything. Because
uh-huh.
that only concerns the parents.
Yes.
That's my opinion, my personal
yes.
opinion.
Yes.
If the child is having a serious problem, maybe you need to tell him, because if he understands, he will heal. But those are weird cases. In most of the cases, if the parents assume the responsibility, give the aborted children a place, then all the system is healed.
Yes.
And the children doesn't have to carry with that responsibility.
Yes, and I suppose that's where the resonance repatterning and the healing the family constellation comes in, where the parents have a session and can just do their work so they resonate with including that
yes.
member.
Exactly, and then the child, they see a difference in the child.
Yes.
Because maybe that child was, I don't know, hitting himself or having a lot of accidents or not eating well or not growing well. And after a session where this comes out and is healed,
yes.
they see that their children has energy again.
Yes, yes. Or you'll see a child who's not able to learn properly, has learning disabilities.
Exactly.
And then suddenly they start reading.
Exactly.
Yes,
yes.
Wonderful.
I had a case like that the boy, it was a boy that had a lot of problems in school. And when we worked with this system, it came out that his mother and his father had two abortions before him, and it were medical abortions.
Mm-hmm.
The mother had to do those abortions. She didn't want to abort, but there was a medical condition in the babies,
yeah.
and she had to abort to be healthy.
Yes.
The reason is it was like a medical reason. Anyway, that children that were aborted was affecting the other boy, because he was number 5, not number 3.
Yeah.
And he didn't need to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
The parents did it. In fact, the one that did it was the sister,
mm-hmm.
the oldest sister. He was the one working.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped the younger brother. And he was then in school, and he was a very good student after that.
Interesting, interesting. Mm-hmm. So what are the basic principles of healing the family constellation?
Well, one of the first and main principle is taking the parents, taking life energy from our parents.
And what does that mean, taking life energy from our parents?
Well, in the point of view of family constellation, we receive life from our ancestors. So we are who we are, and we are just like we are, because of the ancestors we have.
Mm-hmm.
So all what we are is in the database of our family system.
Mm-hmm.
So taking my parents is accepting who I am, is accepting who they are. I cannot be in peace with who I am if I am not in peace with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot honor life energy if I don't honor the channel where I get this life energy.
Mm-hmm.
And this means the biological parents. Not the adoptive parents.
Mm-hmm.
From the adoptive parents, a child receives care, love, education, food, all this. But he receives life, his DNA comes from his biological family.
Yeah.
So that is like the channel, the flow, where the flow of life energy comes from.
Now, this I imagine must be very difficult for people, for instance, who have been abused and physically or sexually abused by their parents.
Yes,
to
and
accept
there is
them.
A limit. You take life energy from them, but you don't take the responsibility. If
so,
a parent behaved in a way that was not good for the child, like the child stands in front of the parent, not in front physically, but like mentally, in a visualization,
mm-hmm.
and tells the parent, what you did to me was very bad, and it's not it's not my place to judge you or forgive you or acknowledge you. That's not my place. My only place is to take life energy to do something good with what you gave to me and heal my wounds. And so the responsibility, there is a limit. The responsibility of the actions, the child cannot carry that. That responsibility belongs to the parent.
So partly then people who've been abused by their parents, they're actually carrying responsibility for what the parents did.
Exactly. That's
and
the that, problem.
And so, that's the burden that stops them being at peace.
Exactly. Exactly. So when we forgive, we need to be very careful, because it's like to forgive in family constellation means to give back the responsibility and be in peace. It's like I assume that I need to carry these wounds because these wounds are mine and I will heal them. But I will not carry the responsibility of the abuse because I was not responsible. I was only an innocent child. So the child was innocent. He's not guilty of the abuse. So he needs to give the guilt, the responsibility of what happened to the parent, and then stop trying to make justice with the parent or educate the parent, because then the child becomes the adult, the big one, and the parent becomes the little one, and then the child is carrying the burden of the abuse.
Oh, interesting. So again, you have then that disorder where the child becomes the adult and the parents who've done something wrong become the child.
Exactly.
To be punished.
Exactly.
Wow. Very, very interesting. And what's the second principle, Karin?
The second principle has to do with excluded members. That everybody needs to be included. Everybody needs to be included. When all the family members are included and are equal in rank, in honor, and they have the right to belong in the family, the people is in peace. All the members are in peace, and we can be in peace.
And when you say at peace, it's a lovely word. I am at peace. In a way, then that's like everything comes back into its natural order when you're at peace.
Exactly. This means, like, for example, victims of the family are resting in peace, and perpetrators are resting in peace, and they accept that the destinies were together, that the victim and the perpetrator had something to do together, and they are resting. So the ones that come later are not repeating the cycles. Surrender and don't try to make justice through their hands.
Yes, wonderful. All right, and so we'll come back in a few minutes.
It's about your journey long way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Marissa, are you ready yet? I know you can hear me. You are not missing school again. Marissa! You trying to be a nobody or something? Let's go! All right then. Hit it. I know you can hear this. Hey guys, move closer. It. Girl, I am not leaving.
Hey, whatever it takes, don't let your friends drop out. A real friend can make all the difference.
Cut that noise, yo! I'm coming! Took you long enough. Thanks for the help, guys.
For more ways to help, go to OperationGraduation.com. A public service message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly, you are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning Seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
So we, just before the break, then, we were talking about the second principle of this work that Corrine has developed from the family constellations along with resonance repatterning. So that we can basically resonate then, the second principle is including all members, we can resonate with being at peace. And Corrine, you were saying then that at peace means that there's an understanding that all victims and perpetrators, they had something that drew them together. And that we don't have to judge these people and continue the pattern, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we can now, we can be at
peace. If we are better than the perpetrators, we will carry their responsibility.
Yeah.
Like if it's our duty to do something about it.
Mm.
And then we are the ones that want to educate the perpetrators.
Yeah.
And we become arrogant.
Uh-huh.
And we carry something that doesn't correspond to us.
So talk a little about arrogance, because that's another then principle, isn't it? The principle,
yes,
of arrogance.
Is when we occupy a place that doesn't correspond us.
Mm-hmm.
I occupy a place without paying the price. For example, if someone is the little one, the smallest in the line of siblings,
mm-hmm,
and occupies the place of the father and tells everybody how to behave, that member is occupying a place that doesn't correspond to him. And then he will carry a burden that doesn't correspond to him, that belongs to the father.
Uh-huh. So you've
imagine
got two things.
In that family, the father died,
mm-hmm,
and that member occupies that place.
Yes.
He will carry that responsibility without paying the price. So in a way, when we are arrogant, we feel strong, we feel better, We feel we have the right,
mm-hmm,
and that's a sensation that is very pleasant. We like that. But it's very heavy,
yeah,
because we are carrying something that doesn't correspond to us, and we are not occupying the place that belongs to us.
Uh-huh.
So we are not free to be who we are.
Mm.
When we are humble and we occupy the place that corresponds and belongs to us,
mm-hmm,
we feel vulnerable. Mm. And it's not a very nice feeling at the beginning, but after a period of time, we feel free,
mm-hmm,
and we are more happy.
Yes. So basically, you've got two things then, that when there's disorder in the family, when you've got these places that are being occupied, it can also lead to arrogance.
Exactly.
Yeah, being strong, mm-hmm, and better, but then, mm-hmm, carrying a heavy burden with that.
Yes.
So we're seeing then that there are certain rules that we need to live by in our families. And if we do this, we can move forward successfully in our life. And
exactly,
that one of the rules then of the family is the order of place.
Mm-hmm.
And what's another of these family rules that we need to be aware of?
Well, something that is very important is the family loyalties.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this means that imagine that we are like in a circle, an area that we have permission to move. And this is because in our family, we have some rules. And these rules are unspoken. So it's not something that when you are born, mm-hmm, you receive a book that says rules of the family is unconscious. But maybe, for example, if in a family everybody is a little bit fat and everybody works a lot but doesn't do a lot of money. Like work, and live with just what? With enough. So that's a family loyalty. That's a rule. It's unspoken, but not everybody knows that that's the way they manage.
So really, the major thing is that we want to belong.
Yes, we want to belong. That's the most important need, is to feel that we belong. So to belong, we are willing to do whatever. We will sacrifice. And if we break the rule of the family system, we will feel very very bad, a lot of guilt.
Yes.
So imagine, someone wants to lose weight, but in the family, everybody is a little bit thick, a little bit big. So she wants to be tiny.
Yeah.
But in the family, in that family, in the ancestors died because they suffer hunger. It was not enough food, and after that they eat a lot, and that now they have food and they eat a lot, and that's the loyalty. When you have food, you enjoy it and eat it, and eat it a lot. But this is unspoken. This is unconscious.
And
so
Well, when the person then wants to lose weight, the family really resists it.
Yes, even if they don't say anything,
and
it seems that everybody's happy that that member loses weight, it's like if she's going to die, you see? It's like in an unconscious way they think that if she's too skinny, it's because she's sick and something bad is going to happen because that happened to the ancestors.
Yes.
So it's a family loyalty. And when she is thin, she feels so so anxious that she starts eating again. She doesn't know why she's anxious because she's happy with her new body. But she eats and eats, and then she gains weight, and she doesn't understand why she's in that cycle. And it's because of family loyalty.
Yes, fascinating.
I have seen clients that when we do this repatterning of family loyalties, they start losing weight or being healthy or earning more money because the loyalty, they have a new loyalty where they can be the way it's healthy for them.
Yes, yes. Fascinating. And you know, I can see it in my own family because, you know, my maiden name is Guinness, and the Guinnesses are very, very wealthy. But my side of the family, they were known as Guinnesses for God, which means that everything was about service to humanity and service to God and be poor. And there's a certain arrogance about the fact that you don't want to have money. And I can really see that family loyalty going in our family, where there's a certain arrogance about, you know, being of service, but not making much money from it.
Exactly. Because you feel better than the other side of the family.
Yeah.
But if you do follow the other part of the family, you are breaking the rules of your family, and then you you feel anxious.
Yes. So very interesting then that really as you do this work and you come at peace with that, you can let how then would you be at peace with that?
Yes, and you know, the ancestors are happy that we do what is best for us. And when I work in the seminars and I do modalities with the students, they see, because they see their ancestors, they imagine their ancestors, and they feel in their body how they were following some rules because they thought they were doing something good for the family.
Yes.
And now they find out that that's not true. Their ancestors are more happy if they do something good for them, even if that means breaking the rules of the family.
Yes. Yes, and you have to do that then in a peaceful, non-arrogant way.
Exactly, with humbleness.
Yeah.
You ask the ancestors, please, I really want to have enough money to enjoy life. Please, I want to be healthy. Please, I want to have a body that is comfortable for me.
Yes.
Please. And then you see that the ancestors look at you with kind eyes and with permission.
Yes.
And you receive the permission from the ancestors.
Mm.
And then these circles gets bigger, and you have more place to move.
Yes.
This circle, this loyalty cannot disappear, because if this loyalty is this, if this circle disappears, you don't belong.
Mm.
You need to belong to this family.
Yes, so we must have that loyalty. We must belong to the family, but we need a bigger space for the freedom to move into
exactly.
our life in the way we need to.
And we need to keep making this circle bigger
mm-hmm.
in a way that we feel safe, because this circle protects us.
Mm-hmm.
So it cannot disappear, or it cannot grow too fast.
Uh-huh.
So it needs to be growing as much as we are ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in this process, when we muscle check, we know exactly what's good for our client, and we will not do something that harms the client because it's too fast.
Yes.
So that's what I like about resonance repatterning, that doesn't create a crisis. We
yes.
heal without crisis. Mm. And I love that.
Mm. Yes, because if you're just simply pushing or forcing the issue, you don't know what you're doing. Whereas with the muscle checking, you're checking the client's energy field. And their field will tell us exactly what they're ready for and what they're
exactly.
not ready for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
wonderful.
You just go to the place where they are ready
mm.
and where they can do a jump that is good for them.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Karin, another big theme then is the whole balance between giving and taking. What does this mean, and why is this so important?
Yes, this means that we relate with other people because there is something they have that we want to take, mm-hmm. or there is something that we want to give them. And this needs to be balanced, because if I give and give and give, I will be in a higher position, in an arrogant position. And if I don't allow that the other gives back to me, I will create unbalanced relationships that are not healthy. And then I will be alone, because nobody wants to be with someone that only takes or that only gives.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have healthy relationships. So there is people that attract other people that only take, and they give, give, give. And there is people that only take, only want to take, and don't want to give, don't want to give.
Mm-hmm.
So we explain to here how what are the rules of giving and taking in a balanced way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because like children, of course, they're in a taking position.
Yes, children need to take from their parents,
mm-hmm.
and the parents cannot take from the children. So the parents need to assume that they are the big ones, and they need to give. And if they want to take, they can take from their own parents, and the relation, the couple relation,
mm-hmm.
and their friends.
Yes, so then.
So they need to take from other people, and then they give the children.
Mm.
And the children need to take a lot, and then they can give a lot afterwards.
Yes.
What happens is that if we don't take from our parents, we want to take from other people that, like if they were our parents.
Ah.
And this is a disorder.
Ah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very interesting looking at societies where they tend to do this naturally. Like, I go to India quite a lot, and I notice in the family there where the parents give everything to the child, and then it's understood that the child will then give when they get older.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yes, and that you know, the older child is always given the place of respect, and then when they get older, they then receive the respect, and the other children take over. So, I mean, they maintain these rules here. We've just got a little break coming up right now, so we'll be back in a moment.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Manifest your personal and professional dream by honoring your true genius and magnificence. On DeMartini, Live and Inspired, host Dr. John F. DeMartini shares his enlightening perspectives, humorous observations of human nature, and practical action steps to live a truly inspired, purposeful, and fulfilling life. His scope of knowledge and experience is a culmination of 34 years of research and studies. Dr. DeMartini's trailblazing philosophy and revolutionary understanding is reshaping modern psychology and business and changing the lives of millions. Broadcasting each week as a special program on the Seventh Wave Network, DeMartini, Live and Inspired, transforms thought and stimulates action. Get ready to break through to live an amazing life.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
And we're back here talking with Karine Block about the Healing the Family Constellation and this very powerful work. And Karine, as we are unfortunately running out of time, I'm wondering, could you talk us through one of the modalities? You have so many beautiful modalities to help heal our family constellation. Could you do one of the modalities with all of us who are listening in or listening into the archives?
Yes, I would love to.
Good.
So I will ask you to close your eyes and be as comfortable as you can, and see in front of you your mother, your biological mother, and your biological father. And you can place them at the best distance for you. They can be close to you, or if you don't feel safe, you can place them far away, in a distance that is safe for you. And you look at them, and they look at you. And you see that behind your parents are your grandparents, the parents of your parents. And behind them are your great-grandparents. And each line, there is a line of ancestors. And behind all your ancestors is the source of energy, the source of life. And you can imagine this source of energy, this source of life, like you want. It can be a big sun, a big light, a fountain, whatever you want. And it's beautiful. It's full of life. And you can see, feel, and imagine how this energy of life goes from line to line to line of ancestors. This energy flows, and you can see, imagine, feel it like an energy very bright, very light, just the energy you need right now. Maybe you can imagine that it's gold, blue, green, the color you want to imagine, and it's beautiful. And you can feel how this energy of life reaches and gets to your body and feels all the cells of your body. You can feel this energy coming to your body, healing every little part of your body. You can feel how this energy gets inside your body and heals every little part of your body. And you can look at your parents, thanking them for this energy, because they are the channels. And you tell them, and you can tell them out loud if you want, what you give me is enough. I take it and I am nurtured by this energy. I leave with you the responsibility of your actions. And feel how you give back to your parents everything that doesn't correspond to you. Maybe you have been carrying things that belong to your parents and to your ancestors. Now you can give this back to them because it's heavy for you. You are only the child. In this relationship, you are the little one you need to receive. So you give them back all this and you tell them, what you give me is enough. I take it and I do something very good with my life. And the rest of my needs, I satisfy on my own. Now that you are full of energy, life energy, and that you have given back all that doesn't correspond to you, you can turn and lean, give your back to your ancestors and receive all the support in your back. And you step and you do another step, and this means, this represents that now you have the energy to go to life. And you are ready to go to your own life, leaving the past behind, receiving the energy of life. Inhale and exhale. And when you are ready, you can come back to this space.
Beautiful. Thank you, Corinne. That really sums up everything, isn't it? That we're receiving the energy of life and that we're not carrying a burden that doesn't belong to us.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Corinne, our time is coming to an end, and thank you so much for sharing this wonderful work with all of us. And I just want to remind our listeners that there are practitioners now in Spain and Mexico and USA who have studied the combination family constellation resonance repatterning work with Corinne, who can do sessions with you on this work. And there are people also, I imagine, who do it by proxy. So again, you can go to our website and make sure if you have a practitioner that they have studied both the seminars with Corinne. So you can benefit from this wonderful work. And Corinne, thank you so much for the good work you're doing and the positive effects you're having in our world.
Thank you very much, Claire, for all the support
wonderful.
That I have been receiving from you.
And if you want to contact Corinne, I don't know, Corinne, is it okay to give out your email or is that
yes.
difficult? Can we?
Yes, KarineBlock@gmail.com.
Yeah. KarineBlock@gmail.com.
Yes.
Wonderful. Good. And just a quick reminder, we have a special from the ResonanceRepatterning.net website through December 24th, a special on magnets. Our e-store at ResonanceRepatterning.net is offering a 10% discount we had this very powerful talk with Dr. Cushing on the power of magnets, even as antibiotics, on ADD, all autistic children, pain, eye problems, brain problems. It's very, very powerful healing modality that we use in resonance repatterning. So feel welcome to benefit from our special. And next week, we are having a very interesting talk. Join us on Living in Tune, December the 3rd. I tracked down Dr. Doug Graham in the UK, and he agreed to join our show from England. And Dr. Doug is an advisor to world-class athletes and trainers from around the globe. He's worked with top performers from almost every sport and field of entertainment, including tennis legend Martina Navratilova, championship bodybuilder Kenneth G. Williams, actress Demi Moore, Chicken Soup for the Soul co-author Mark Victor Hansen. He's the author of the 80-10-10 Diet, and he has answers for super health and vitality that I have not read in any other book. I'm very excited by what he has to share with us. For those of us who are really wanting to move, have a wonderful vehicle for our mind and our emotions, a good, strong body. So December 3rd, same time, same place.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best before.